Lower Hutt's Mayor Ray Wallace has been involved in the talks over what to do in terms of the situation for local retailers in the Hutt, and he joins me on the line. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, Tim.
Right, the situation, let's start with Queensgate. How many shops in Queensgate have been able to reopen at the moment?
There's approximately 80 shops that are currently reopened now and trading well. But we still have a number of those that are part of the cordoned off area that aren't closed, that are currently closed and will remain closed. What I can tell you, though, is that we've been working extremely hard behind the scenes with Queensgate, and we are looking to work with the Chamber of Commerce for exactly what you were saying with the listeners earlier about the pop-up shop type of arrangement. So we are working with that. We're awaiting the list of shops from Queensgate, and then we will look to see what can actually be achieved in a short period of time.
Okay.
Those that will require access to their shops to get stock will obviously be given that opportunity.
Oh, good. Okay. And in terms of where the pop-up shops could go, have you got an idea?
We're certainly looking at all of High Street, surrounding areas. We're discussing with building owners in Queens Drive. Our team are out and about at the present time, talking with Queensgate. We're meeting with them regularly. We are having a lot of discussion. Our team have met with a number of the building owners, and they can see opportunities there to house some of these shops should they wish to do so.
Okay. Roughly how many shops are affected in terms of they can't reopen at the moment?
Currently about 70 shops.
70, okay. I've had a listener writing to me saying that there are a lot of vacant stores at Wainui Yamata Mall as well, in terms of another option where they could actually just jump in there in the lead up to Christmas.
That's certainly all part of the mix. It's about getting these businesses back up and running. I mean, this has been a major event, obviously, Tim, and we're doing our very best working with the business community to make sure that they are up and running for this. We'll take every opportunity we can to make sure that happens. We'll fast-track any consents that may be required. Obviously, safety is still paramount, but we will make sure that that happens. We're in daily contact with not only Queensgate, but the New World Shopping Centre. There's also the banks potentially looking at wanting to have a couple of container-style operations. We're certainly prepared to look at that as well and make that happen, as they did down in Christchurch. The Wainui Yamata Mall, absolutely, that's now reopened and does have some housing. So it is all about working together at this time, and that's the one thing that we're paramount. Safety is paramount, but we now need to be working with the community and with the business community in particular. And can I just take the opportunity, though, to thank you and your team for the coverage that you've given, particularly during our floods. It was excellent, the coverage you gave.
Oh, great.
And,
thank you.
Really do appreciate it. We've still got a comprehensive media coverage going. Obviously, your news team have been covering a lot of that. We do have daily updates on our website, the Hutt City Council website, the Facebook page. People can go to all those types of different forums if they want updates on what's all happening.
Okay, that's very good to know. In terms of trying to get an understanding on how long these this part of Queensgate may be out of action for, also the likes, of course, of New World and the Anderson, have you been given an understanding of whether we are talking here about several weeks or potentially even longer than that?
Well, the surrounding shops and areas such as the Anderson and the New World, that will be a lot less, because once the top floor is able to be taken away, that'll mean a big difference for them, because the current cordon is 1.5 times the building because of the fall. So therefore, once that demolition has started, we will then be able to talk with the Anderson and New World to look at getting them back operational, hopefully in the not too distant future. We are just awaiting the final demolition plan from Queensgate themselves. They have to provide that with us. As soon as we get that, we will be signing off, and getting this demolition happening so that the disruption is as little as possible. It's a bit difficult to say at the moment, Tim, just how long that will be until we actually see the demolition plan.
Okay. I'm getting plenty of response through to what we began the interview with in terms of trying to find areas where we can set up pop-up stores. Plenty of listeners just want to confirm with you that if we can get some of these stores in Queensgate who can't open onto the likes of High Street, would they actually be going into some of the empty shops that are there already, or would they be out, you know, would they have to somehow set up like a temporary stand outside on the street?
No, we've been certainly talking with the building owners of the vacant shops. It would be far better for them to go into those empty spaces, and that makes sense. We have also been talking about, you know, potentially having some of these container-style shops as well. We're very keen to investigate that, and we're looking at that right now. I know that the ASB, a very popular bank here in the Hutt, they have their current branch in the part of Queensgate that's closed, so they're very keen to be getting up and running again as soon as possible for their customers, because currently you'll have to go to Upper Hutt for the nearest branch. Mm. So we want that up and running as soon as possible, and they've indicated they're keen to look at possibly, as they did down in Christchurch, a container-style operation.
Okay. Could it be, in terms of trying to get these shops reopened and the likes of the bank, could it be as soon as this week? Or, you know, cause I can't imagine you can just click your fingers and it happens overnight, though.
I think that's the thing, Tim, that it will take a little bit of time. This week is certainly, you know, probably unrealistic, but, you know, we're hoping that we can get things through. They need to sign off on that. I can give listeners the assurance, though, that any consents or anything of that nature, approval, that will certainly be given the utmost urgency from Hutt City Council's point of view. We will make that happen for them. So we're really now just awaiting a final confirmation from these businesses that they want to proceed.